With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former New York mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani files for bankruptcy.
Once heralded as America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani has acknowledged severe financial strains in a filing in bankruptcy court. Giuliani listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debts, but assets in the range of $1 million to $10 million. A spokesperson says the filing will give Giuliani time to appeal a court order to pay $148 million in a defamation case filed by two Georgia election workers.
The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
But the bankruptcy filing may not forestall the penalty. A federal judge in Washington says the two workers can start working immediately to collect the judgment. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, subpoenas U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland this week for documents related to the Department of Justice spying on congressional aides.
In a letter to A.G. Garland, Jordan said he needed the information by January 19 to determine if the DOJ breached the separation of powers when it subpoenaed telecommunication companies such as Google for private information about numerous congressional staff members who were at the time investigating the department's handling of its Trump-Russia probe.
Edwin Mora reporting. White House says President Biden believes serious scrutiny is warranted for the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. The transaction has drawn alarm from the Steelworkers Union. Under terms of the approximately $14 billion all-cash deal that was announced on Monday, U.S. Steel will get to keep its name and its headquarters in Pittsburgh, where it was founded back in 1901 by J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie. U.S. Steel will become a subsidiary of Nippon. SRN News. A Georgia church delivers a lot of Christmas presents.
Kingdom Life Christian Fellowship in Savannah has given away more than 1,000 gift cards and packages of groceries to poor families in the city. Pastor Charles Roberson tells the Christian Post, quote, "We were able to serve everyone who showed up, and according to our records, there were 736 cars, 1,200 boxes of groceries, 1,528 gifts, and hundreds of gift cards." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state laws allow abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. And Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Vose wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. His plan would put the decision on the ballot in a statewide election, but first it would need to be passed by the Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Democrat Governor Tony Evers. This is SRN News. Animal shelters around the nation are overcrowded and bursting at the seams.
Adoptions haven't kept pace with the number of animals coming in, creating bottlenecks. Operators believe the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs and housing issues. And they're in crisis mode as they try to reduce the kennel crush. Shelter Animals Count, a national database of shelter statistics, estimates that the shelter population grew by nearly 250,000 animals in 2023. Shelters and advocacy groups are trying to attack the problem at both ends by reducing intakes and encouraging more adoptions. Keith Peters reporting.
Shohei Ohtani was named the Male Athlete of the Year for the second time in 3 years. Ohtani led the American League with 44 homers and in several other categories, and he had the lowest opponent's batting average on the mound until his season ended early due to an elbow injury. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.